Slide 5. Graham Betts described two characteristics of an information system as the organization of data into information and the ability to analyze the information. He further stated, "For data to be made meaningful, it must have a purpose. The purpose of the stored data should reflect the purpose and type of the information system. Data needs to be processed and organized before it becomes information. Organizing the data will most likely involve the processes of sorting and filtering, classifying, before it can be analyzed and stored for later retrieval. For example, a healthcare data dictionary, being a central repository of information about stored data, is used to help organize the data. Once the data becomes information, analysis is needed to make the most use of the information stored. Some ways an information system might perform analysis is through the tools of queries and reports. Going back to the previous slide's example, using a handheld barcode reader that registers each medication, a nurse would use medication management software that is part of a clinical decision support system, a type of information system, to verify the correct medication was ordered and document the actual administration of the medication.